Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sunday nights at 8, Wendy's Coffee House, where we're curious and we explore the extraordinary. You can check out the blog, wendyscoffeehouse.com. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Giulio Consiglio, author of three books, The Healing Frequency, Challenge Your Thoughts, and the newest one, Open Your Third Eye. He started out as a dental hygienist and educator, and then life went a different direction.
The moment we begin to ask questions, and the deeper questions, that is when we sort of untie the universe's hands to start giving us answers. So an earnest heart, a real desire, you know, to know why, you know, life happens the way it does, this sort of set off this chain of events that ultimately led to a shift in consciousness or awareness.
He's available for consciousness-based teachings to individuals and groups. Website, giulioconsiglio.com. JIULIO Consiglio.com.
What I describe as a state of surrender, I said, just let me die. And I remember experiencing this mystical experience, if I could say that, of popping out of my body and coming back. And I can't tell you how long I was gone, but upon my return, I had fully realized what had happened to me. An awakening.
The book, Open Your Third Eye, Activate Your Sixth Chakra, and Develop Your Psychic Abilities. Giulio Consiglio is my guest. Llewellyn, congratulations. This is like, wow, big time.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you for having me. And it's been a dream of mine to get into Llewellyn Publishing. Thank you so much for that.
The other books maybe helped?
Really, the way I approached this was the book wasn't even written. I sort of went with this complete non-attachment. I'm going to send a query letter, and if they like it, they like it, and if they don't, and it just, from there, it took off, and within a few weeks, I was signing a contract.
When the universe is working to your advantage, and you are tuned in to your own, I should say, destiny, then things all click like that. Let's get back into how you got started, because there were a few speed bumps along the way. And that's what you address, saying that might have helped you turn the corner on getting into this. You were happily married. You had the cat. Everything was all kind of settled, and you thought you were going a certain direction. And then all of a sudden, the door knocked, or the floor fell out from under you, I should say. And what happened?
Yeah, so I took the long, hard road to awakening. I did what people normally do. I went away to school. I got educated, and eventually married my high school sweetheart. Along that journey, I had been probably from the age of about 19 up until about 32, 33, I had been experiencing some pretty tremendous anxiety, and there were really no answers, and the conventional route really didn't do anything for me. So I pushed along, and at 24, lost my older brother to cancer. So that created a lot of questions within me, like why things happen the way they do. And fast forward a little bit, got married, had the house, had the car, only to see that crumble 15 months later. We both realized we weren't happy. Shortly following that, into the new year, we're going into now 2004, I was given a cancer diagnosis. And you would think that would be enough to set off an awakening or a shift. But it was my evening with a night terror in the fall of 2005 that was the final catalyst to activate the third eye and make a shift into that quantum field.
Saying that is easy, but activating the third eye, shifting into the quantum field. What the heck? Translation.
So what had happened was I was hitting, in terms of energy, I was being bombarded with negative energy. And I really didn't understand why. So I had actually, as I was getting closer to my shift, I had been staring at a book by Dr. Daniel Amen, of all names. And I didn't get past probably page 60 or 65. There was one sentence in there that went along the lines, when you allow negative thoughts to go unchallenged, and I thought that struck me. So I was at work one day and patient canceled. So I did what I normally do. I jumped in my car, drove a few blocks and tried to just relax. I actually had the book on the passenger side. And I begin to reflect on that phrase. And as I began to reflect on that phrase, a voice as audible as anyone speaking to you now came up through my chest. It wasn't male nor female, and said, challenge your thoughts. And in that instant, the forehead, the space between my eyebrows, began to vibrate intensely, shutting down automatic negative thought. And I recall turning my head and just experiencing what I would just describe as clarity. Following that experience, I still had patience to get back to work. Now you would think, how did he do this? I went back to work, finished my patience, and I'm driving home now, and the weather is really, really bad. It's now a thunderstorm. And this activated force is now still vibrating, going off, stopping and shutting down every automatic negative emotion or energy attack, I would describe. I got home, jumped on the couch, and what I describe as a state of surrender, I said, just let me die. And I remember experiencing this mystical experience, if I could say that, of popping out of my body and coming back. And I can't tell you how long I was gone, but upon my return, I had fully realized what had happened to me, an awakening.
See, that is absolutely astounding, because what you describe, some people would give anything for, because it's almost effortless. It's done for you. You didn't ask for it. All of a sudden, here you are. You went from one end of the spectrum, being completely oblivious in a not a negative way, but it wasn't what you were focused on. And then all of a sudden you're immersed and you have this new clarity and new being, that all of a sudden, this is a brand new you.
You described that perfectly. I don't think I could have described that better myself. I had maybe heard of enlightenment, didn't have a clue what that meant. You know, at 19, I read the odd book on spirituality, but there was a key ingredient that was missing. It was that intense desire for another way. So it was those experiences that I had that set a fire within me to know. And what clarity tells me now is, the moment we begin to ask questions, and the deeper questions, that is when we sort of untie the universe's hands to start giving us answers. So an earnest heart, a real desire, you know, to know why, you know, life happens the way it does, this sort of set off this chain of events that ultimately led to a shift in consciousness or awareness.
We're going to get into some of the metaphysical stuff that goes along with that, because I want to go back and ask, you know, before, how you address things that might be considered spooky, scary, paranormal, all of that. We're going to have to take a quick break and come back with that, all right? So hang on. Open your third eye, activate your sixth chakra, and develop your psychic abilities. Giulio Consiglio. Website GiulioConsiglio.com. Wendy's Coffee House. Check out the blog, wendyscoffeehouse.com. KCMO Talk Radio.
Had I not witnessed what I saw with my two other neighbors present, I would be more reluctant to speak about it.
Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Giulio Consiglio is my guest. And last time we didn't get into all of the background, the backstory, and you've done a lot since then. I think with just giving people in this book, even though it's open your third eye, activate your sixth chakra, and develop your psychic abilities, is not just a how-to. This is a book that also includes your own paranormal experiences as you're going through this. And I think that really helps give people an idea that this isn't just something that, you know, you open a book and take a little study course and it's there. It's like, this is part of it. You all of a sudden, you have these abilities, and the more you exercise that, the more you become aware of your surroundings, and this stuff is going on all the time. The house that you were in when you had this experience, I believe it was when you had cancer. And could you recap that? Because that's kind of like a dramatic opening.
Yeah. So that was about a year after the diagnosis and I had gone through treatment. This experience was essentially the final catalyst. What happened was I went to bed one night, and at around 3 a.m. in the morning, I've always been a light sleeper. I've been like that for forever. And I was suddenly awakened to a very, very dark presence hovering about 3 or 4 feet above me. As I looked down at my bed sheets, I can remember them being pulled off me. I sat up, stunned and shocked. I don't even want to say I was afraid. I was shocked that that was even possible. So I jumped up and I said, I got to try to get some sleep. I went downstairs, said a few prayers, and went back to bed on the couch. The next morning, I had to get up to go to work at the dental office, and as I'm approaching the threshold of my bedroom, I can still sense this negative entity. I could almost hear it on an energetic level growling at me. So I blew past it and essentially told it to take a hike, jumped in the shower, and that's when I sort of called out and asked for another way, because I needed to understand life. I needed to understand the hidden mechanics of how we create a reality and why things happen the way they do.
One of the things you do address is how to block yourself from negative entities or negative energy. And that's another important part of this, that when you are open and when these things happen, you're more sensitive, and sometimes you need to shut the door. So how, in that situation, were you able to say enough, go away, stop it?
In that situation, I sort of intuitively, I just sort of had a knowing that not to react to it. And I sort of stood my ground. And fast forward, after making the shift, it having those experiences and understanding fully now that these are essentially lower frequency energies that attempt to feed off us through reaction. So especially with these, for example, these shadow beings or shadow people, they love to form attachments. So standing your ground, being centered, and knowing that the power within us, that unconditional love, they can't feed on that. So if you're in that non-reactive state, if you're centered and your mind is still, that sends them packing. So let's say you clear up your energy field. You are now tuned in to the energy around you, and everything speaks to you. So you have their words almost escape me, the discernment and the ability to read the information and the environment that you're in. You can still experience these entities. And the difference is, though, now there is no reaction within you. So they essentially cannot form attachments on you. There's nothing to cling to because there's no reaction within someone who is centered and grounded in the present moment.
Yeah, and that, I think, when you have fear, some of the TV shows that go out and basically are kicking tires for ghosts, and the thing they do is yell at the ghost, show yourself, la, la, la. You know, it's like, okay, well, the only person invisible here isn't the ghost. It's you, because you have no clue who you are. That it's just some of that. If there's a lot of disinformation that goes out around this issue of negative entities and that kind of stuff. And I think with your information, you bring that basic element of change your thoughts and challenge your thoughts and become aware of what you are manifesting in your creation. Your ideas and your thoughts are bringing these things forward. There's a lot of conscious awareness that it's important how we spend our time thinking, visualizing, creating, fantasizing, because we create that environment outside of us. You have a lot of experience at this point with the current place that you're in. And I've heard about that. I think you sent me a picture and I posted it on the blog of something you guys saw. It's like, yes, it's real. It's real. It was a UFO.
We've had some pretty incredible experiences here since last October. And to be honest, and I think I mentioned this to you in an email, had I not witnessed what I saw with my two other neighbors present, I would be more reluctant to speak about it. But essentially, at about, it was quite dark. It was maybe 9 o'clock, and it was an October evening. And I actually vibrationally felt it before I even saw it. I looked up and I saw a triangle about 300 feet above us. I called my neighbors over. My one neighbor initially thought it was a bunch of geese, and he quickly realized it was not. It was silent. It was moving very slowly, and we sort of stood there in shock, not fully understanding what we were witnessing. And since that time, we've gone on to experience quite a few other events, daytime and nighttime.
Are there any paranormal anomalies that accompany this? My experience has been the paranormal also becomes amplified.
If I look back, there hasn't been in this area or here in terms of paranormal so much. It's been mostly just energetic. Actually, I should mention this because this only started maybe 2 weeks ago. And finally, my one neighbor witnessed it also. So I was sitting in the back porch, and from my roof, which is only maybe 25, 30 feet, I saw a streak of energy with something leading it, just almost as if it was a falling star, only this was horizontal. And I thought that was interesting. And then it happened the following night. I thought, what are the odds of that if it were a falling star? So, and this is only maybe 30 feet above me. And just a few days ago in the back, we were, you know, sky gazing, and my neighbor ended up seeing it probably twice in that one night. So I can't really say exactly what it is, but these things are coming in and out, and they're moving horizontally, not in the direction that you would typically see a falling star. So,
and it may be a bit premature to ask that then, because from experience, when these other types of anomalous events occur, and I still don't believe that we are able to classify them as the same, all UFO or UAP, I believe that some of these things are beyond what we have labeled at this point. And so trying to identify it makes it really, really dicey, because it could be misidentified and people are still experiencing the same thing but calling it different labels, and it really makes it hard to connect the dots. The experience I had included things happening in the house, included electrical malfunctions and misfires, and included telepathic contact. And so that's why I was asking. And when you said you sensed before you felt, you know, you felt that energy and then you became aware of the presence, to me that's like a telepathic prompt or an intuitive prompt where you're getting a signal saying, pay attention.
I would have to agree with all of that. All I could do is describe what we're seeing, especially going back briefly to that sort of energetic anomaly flying across the backyard. I can't tell you what it is. All I can do is sort of describe it. And again, they had not been with me. It's one of those things, you know, and I understand now how someone would be reluctant to even speak about it, because you think anything is possible and until you experience that. But I guess, operating from higher dimensional frequencies and operating from more of a cosmic consciousness, I am open to that experience. And, you know, they too, you know, my two neighbors especially are quite spiritual as well. So, it makes sense that they would experience what I saw that evening.
Giulio Consiglio is my guest. The website, giulioconsiglio.com. This book is called Open Your Third Eye, Activate Your Sixth Chakra and Develop Your Psychic Abilities. And the other book you had out there, I believe we talked about it earlier with the other book, and that's where we got started, The Healing Frequency. That talks about your shift. And in this book, you describe what happened when you went into a different dimension, saw yourself in a wheelchair, and then proceeded to heal yourself in that state. We're going to come back and I'll have you explain that. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Giulio Consiglio is my guest. The book, Open Your Third Eye, Activate Your Sixth Chakra and Develop Your Psychic Abilities. Okay, if you are curious about how to awaken your own intuition, your own sixth sense, your own third eye, that's what we're dealing with here. And it happens differently for everybody. But it's nice to have somebody who has given you a basic outline beyond the chakras and beyond the clairaudience, central, whatever. The clairs, I think, can be very, for some people, boring, all right? Just get into, I smell this, I hear that, I see that, and those are different senses, not necessarily the physical senses that you're picking up on. See as in vision, smell as in a scent nobody else smells but you have access to. All right, spiritual sonar. I love the way that you present that. First, I promised from the book when you're talking about that healer, that inner healing ability when you went in and addressed yourself in a wheelchair. Were you in a wheelchair at that time?
I actually was not. I had I had finished my cancer treatment and radiation, and I had, you know, made the shift. The doctor still wanted me to go every 4 or 6 months to go for checkups, which I reluctantly said okay to. But I knew, after that initial shift, I knew essentially I was healed. So one day, early in the morning, I was meditating at my sister's house, and in deep meditation, I suddenly had a vision of me placing my hand on myself, who was sitting in a wheelchair. And as I was doing that in this vision, the thought came to me, if I healed my mind, then I healed my body. And I was suddenly overcome. And that's probably, that's the day where I literally made conscious contact with my soul. Because I remember the center of my stomach, just the energy bouncing up and down uncontrollably. And the tears that rolled down my face actually burned my cheeks for about 3 days. There was so much emotional release happening. I had already known that I'd healed myself, but this was now a confirmation. So this is what I would describe as a mystical event. It was spontaneous. And again, it's a reflection of the soul, because the soul in and of itself is spontaneous in nature, and it is connected with the all that is.
Well, I think with the visual, we are in so many ways, not just the physical body, but our mind, these other dimensions, when we go into the sleep state, the out-of-body state, there are different things that people are describing in terms of at the last words at the time of death, and saying, well, it's more of a metaphor and a poetical kind of nonsense sense. And I know whenever I get information, I'll get these little almost like a code, and that will make sense. It might rhyme, but it's basically getting through our linear thought form and thought plane to the creation plane, where we have all of these things at our disposal. And if we use our mind constructively, we can upgrade our circumstances. And so for you, that vision, seeing yourself in the wheelchair, saying, you know, basically you're releasing yourself from that mindset.
That's a perfect description, essentially, of what took place. And what I would also add is that vision and me experiencing that image is essentially the quantum field. Our mind is the quantum field. It's just most people are not aware of that. And the other thing I would add is what you see in your mind is potential turned into possibility in the now moment. It's not something that will take place in the future necessarily. If when you are really, really aware of that present moment and the potential within it, that becomes now the space for miracles to take place.
Well, I like the way you address this as spiritual sonar in the book. What I find helpful is the practical application. People wonder, well, so why do I need my intuition? And a basic thing like, don't go to the park today because there's going to be an issue. You don't have to know what the issue is. Just don't go to the park. Take our word for it. That's kind of an intuition thing. But the other thing, when you were going out house hunting and looking for a space, you felt drawn to a certain space and went to do the homework and showed up. And this is where it gets interesting and where you can use your sixth sense awareness to avoid a situation you might regret later. Can you help us and share that story?
That was an incredible story. So as I was actually finishing up the book, I had been house hunting and I found a farmhouse about an hour and a half away from me. So because of the restrictions and everything, the agent agreed to meet with me. She said she was going to open the door and wait for me in the backyard. So I stepped into the house and initially it felt sort of neutral. I went into the family room, which was to the left, and right behind that family room was the first big bedroom. I would call it the master. And as I walked in there, I turned on both sets of lights. And the first thing I noticed was that it was still quite dark in there. So I'm trying to ignore it because I like the house. And I'm using my receptacle tester because I'm checking the electrical because everything was happening so quickly. I didn't have a chance to get a home inspector. So the next thing I realize is I am experiencing feelings of dread, fear, and there's really no other way to describe it is the smell or stench of death. And despite feeling that, I try to ignore it. And this is why it's important not to ignore your intuition. I went into the other rooms and they felt normal. And I distinctly also remember going out into the backyard and there was a detached garage. And as I walked in there, I sort of felt unwelcomed. So I came back out and the real estate agent was in the backyard. And I said, you know what? I'm being guided to go back into the house and just check some rooms again. But I knew I was being led back to that bedroom. I walked back into that bedroom and the initial feelings I felt were exponentially heavier and darker. And the first thought that came to me was, I couldn't stay here 5 minutes, let alone a night. So I called out to the agent who still would not come anywhere near that bedroom, I noticed. She was still in the hallway. And I said, did someone die in this house? Did someone die in this bedroom? And as I finished asking that question, I could sense her reaction. Mm-hmm. She came around the corner. I met her. And she was red as a pepper, and she said, actually, I'm trying to sell this house for family, friends. Both their parents died in that bedroom. Mm-hmm. So she was astonished that I was able to read that, and I ended up not purchasing the house. I felt it probably could have been cleared, and I probably could have made the clearing, but it was so raw, so heavy. There was also an issue in the backyard regarding the property line, but it's just a reminder, and it was a great lesson in listening to your intuition. It is real. The other thing I'll add is our psychic abilities actually have a consciousness of their own. So just like we are being expressed through source energy, our own gifts, psychic abilities, for example, are wanting to express themselves. So when we get out of our way, get out of their way, and just be open and listen, pay attention to the energy around us and within us, they can help us in everyday life.
Mm-hmm. When I've had experiences like that, at first, when I didn't understand it, I felt it was threatening and I was more of a almost indignant, like it was an attack. And then I realized, you know, actually, that is my interpretation because I'm coming from a background of ignorance and unfamiliarity. When I got more comfortable with those feelings and those connections, I realized sometimes they're doing you a huge favor saying, don't buy the house, not a good deal for you. You're going to lose money.
Exactly.
So it wasn't, you know, so for me, I've learned that sometimes they're not trying to scare the out of you. They're trying to say, no, run, don't walk, go the other way. And I'm like, oh, okay, I like that a whole lot better.
I love that. And I would add, the way I approach it is I approach it with a neutrality. So I let the information speak to me,
but
I don't put anything on it. It's doing the speaking. I'm just paying attention and listening. And that's a key when it comes to developing and becoming aware and working with our intuitive abilities.
You get more information that way. You're not attached to it. And so, yes, that neutrality is crucial. Spiritual sonar. We're going to have to take a quick break and come back with that, all right?
Wendy's Coffee House. Open your third eye and activate your sixth chakra and develop your psychic abilities. Giulio Consiglio, my guest.
I used to arrest shoplifters when I was in the middle of high school. And I would, you know, hang out at the front of the store and just automatically send out sort of waves of energy and see what would come back to me. And I would say with probably a 99% accuracy, I knew who was going to shoplift as they entered.
When we go back to the issue that you call the sonar, I love this because you describe it very succinctly. Spiritual sonar, if you're following along and you get the book, it's Six Chakra Basics, page 25. All right, so there we go. So following along at home, spiritual sonar. You have a good description of that.
Yeah, so spiritual sonar to me is essentially a hyper-awareness of how to read energy. And, you know, just to sort of, I sort of always experienced it, but now I guess I didn't at the time when I was younger, didn't have a word for it. But I used to arrest shoplifters when I was in the middle of high school. And I would, you know, hang out at the front of the store and just automatically send out sort of waves of energy and see what would come back to me. And I would say with probably a 99% accuracy, I knew who was going to shoplift as they entered. And it proved, you know, I proved that to be correct, unfortunately, but that's what I'm talking about. And because everything's energy, and I sort of did that intuitively. And now, as I was writing this book, it occurred to me I was doing that.
Yeah.
And it's essentially just, you know, sending out vibrations of energy and seeing what comes back. And it can get to a point where it becomes so automatic, things that may or may not happen in the future will speak to you and sort of guide you, So it's quite a powerful, gift, and we all have it. Again, it's that awareness being able to read the energy and decipher it. So it's going beyond our thinking mind. This is actually, we're talking about vibration. We're talking about frequency and essentially energy.
And going on that route, the back of the book, you offer a Q&A section where you've put some questions together for people who are still curious. And I like one of the ones, the question, are we sharing this world with other interdimensional beings? What is your answer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is more to this nothingness, the space that surrounds us, than we can imagine. It holds information. The dimensions or, you know, the possible realities are all sort of laying upon one another. And there are infinite, everything in terms of the universe, you know, time and space are illusionary and all points are connected. So there is a lot going on in this quantum field, in this nothingness. And, you know, our five senses only allow us a certain perspective, but to be able to begin to become aware of what else is there takes alignment with our spiritual self. And that's when you begin to have a greater discernment for what is actually beyond the five senses.
Well, there are language, I think, that we need to expand. You use the term portals and dimensions and these kinds of things as we get more familiar with the other, I guess, the landscape, the non-corporeal landscape. We have to develop language terminology that we can all kind of agree that this is what we're talking about. But it's so nice to begin to hear more of this, to be addressing on, you know, like in a general conversation, portals and dimensions and saying there's more to this than what the eye can pick up on. And our pets will tell us that. My pets are very good at picking up foreign entities. And it isn't always that I'm going to be picking up on it. Sometimes I think, oh, it's a spider. It's a bird. And it's like, no, mom, look the other way. Like, okay, shut the door. Got it. But those kinds of things, I think it's taken a while for us to become comfortable with. So in your book, you're addressing many different elements, your own experiences that give us an idea of how this plays out in our everyday environment, and the other pointers of how to start out with the very basic concept of challenge your thoughts. What would you like to add?
What I would like to add is that there's so much more to us than what the thinking mind has convinced us. The physical body is temporary. The ego is temporary. Those are our two densest aspects. But there's a part of us that is unchanging, eternal. It reflects peace. It has a oneness. It has a connectedness to everything and everyone. And it's already within us. There's already a fifth dimensional spiritual being within us, actually multidimensional. And it's through the third eye, through greater awareness, that we can align ourselves with that and realize that there is so much more to life than what we see with our senses.
And maybe the path we're on right now isn't the path that we need to be on. And you don't have to have cancer to have that redirect, okay? You don't have to go down that road. But sometimes the school of hard knocks, it takes a big jump start to challenge your current equation. So I think with yours, you didn't see that as a negative. You saw it as, okay, how can I get around this? And what's next? And when you asked for that, when you went in and said, help me, you got a wonderful answer. Three books, The Healing Frequency, Challenge Your Thoughts, and this is the new one that we're talking about right now. Open Your Third Eye. I'm sorry, but this is my favorite, okay? Is that all right? Can I have a favorite?
Thanks, Wendy.
All right, I'm looking forward to the next one. And we got to talk more about the UFO stuff, because you said that stuff is really, really amped up. And so send me some more pictures or something. I'll post on the blog, because that, I think, is right now, it gives us another way to expand our horizons and challenge our imaginations to think up good things instead of all the negative end of the world Armageddon kind of stuff that right now people are focused on. All right? Can you do us a favor and start, you know, helping us redirect that?
I'll do what I can.
Giulio Consiglio is the author of three books, The Healing Frequency, Challenge Your Thoughts, and the newest one, Open Your Third Eye. He's available for consciousness-based teachings to individuals and groups. Website, GiulioConsiglio.com. GiulioConsiglio.com. Real quickly, I wanted to include the video that Giulio sent me, an earlier one that we talked about. And this is fantastic. What was happening at the time, the synchronicity that goes with this, I was actually watching a show, reading a book, watching a show, and getting an email, okay? UFOs, The Ultimate Abduction, and that's Raymond Fowler, longtime UFO researcher. Australian Skies, that was a film that I was watching. And then the email landed from Giulio. And two videos. He recorded him on the cell phone, and the neighbors were there watching as well. He says, you know, they've all seen this, so it helps him in terms of corroborating and knowing that, yes, it's something that other people can see as well as him. So they're on my site, and I put the link here on the comments to the show, so you can check it out. But it really is fascinating, these kinds of things that are happening all around, and you just have to keep looking up. You can check out the blog, wendyscoffeehouse.com. The other one is on WordPress, and that's linked through my shows that are archived on Audio Boom. Thanks for listening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.